Welcome to this edition of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson, an Australian look at reinventing yourself for retirement and getting yourself retirement ready. It's always fascinating getting to know what people are getting up to in retirement, how they are supplementing their incomes, pensions, where they have chosen to live, how they are filling their time, what charities they are supporting, and what adventures they are having. Anne will also talk to experts in their fields, including investing, health, estate planning, financial advisors, and seniors health care.
Hi, it's Anne Nelson, and this week I'm speaking to a lady that has reinvented herself more than a few times and is way down the track to creating multiple streams of income for her retirement, and her name is Joan Graham Hewitt. Joan is available on email at graham4207@gmail.com. So welcome, Joan.
Well, hi there, Anne. How are you doing this morning?
I'm great. I always start our Reinvent Yourself to Retirement talks by getting a little background on people. So are you able to give me an idea of your early work background?
My early work background started in retail, and that was my introduction to my working life. And I've worked in various industries, from food to leather goods to owning my own takeaway. I moved into administration after I married and then progressed to the financial services industry in the early 1990s until this year.
Right. So you've had a variety of experience. What happened in your life to lead you down the track of looking for other income-producing opportunities?
I'm very curious by nature, so I'm always interested in how, what, when, where, and why things work, and I'm prepared to have a go at most things to and I sort of find that interesting. Major health challenge when my youngest son was born changed everything. I guess going back to the 70s, I was involved with Tupperware, which was party plan. And I so enjoyed the selling and the party plan environment, but my income really relied on how much I sold and how much I did. It's much more profitable to build a team than to rely on my own efforts. And then my efforts are multiplied if I've got a team with me. This is, you know, just called leverage. This is what we work on with leverage. In the late 1980s, I was introduced to the Amway system. And I love the self-development program and have been on that journey ever since. You know, the first team I was introduced to had a lack of integrity, and that didn't sit well with me. I joined another team in the mid-90s and had some reasonable success with this team.
Okay. Did you find that what success you experienced, and how hard is it to maintain success in multi-level marketing companies?
Well, all my efforts have been reasonably successful. I guess the biggest issue with the Amway system was more people fell out one end as you were putting in the other, and you know sometimes you couldn't keep up the input to compete with the fallout. I think the key to very successful network is to find the highly motivated entrepreneurs who will do the necessary work to get the results for the teams. In most of my networks, you only need a few good people to get the synergy happening, and then the teams all just come together and work together.
So you worked out a good formula there by the sounds of that. How did this set yourself up for other opportunities?
Well, it's always important to keep an open mind. And I learned to evaluate the businesses on their marketing plans and how people got paid. And, you know, they must have a unique product. Some companies set themselves up so that they make all the profits. It's very difficult for distributors to get paid. And coming from, you know, financial services, I have one of those brains that likes works here and this doesn't work there.
So, how do you evaluate what companies you want to be involved with? What is important to you?
Well, the first thing is how people get paid, how much they get paid. Compensation plans, I guess, give you the first clue to how genuine they are to help their people make money. Great products. If they've got great products, people will use the products and reorder the products. And a lot, most people are very loyal to their products. There's not too many people that join a company who don't like the products. That's probably one of the big things that companies have to have is great products.
Do you need any previous sales experience to do this? I mean, what sort of person do they need to be if you were looking at multi-level marketing? Does it take much time and does it take you away from home much?
Sales experience is not really the major key. Being able to build relationships is the most important skill. The old saying around is that, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And this is so true with network marketing. Everybody is suitable for network marketing, but they've got to have a reason to do it. And you've got to put in the effort for the amount of reward that you wish to achieve. And you're the only one that can choose that. People have their own values, their own reasons that why they do that, but everybody can build a network marketing business. Everybody. There's somebody out there that will suit whatever personality you are. There is somebody out there that will work with you.
Can you share what companies you promote now?
I have been part of the Medair system for almost 20 years now, and they're the safe personal care company that take all the cancer-causing ingredients out of their personal care. And I've actually got a fairly large team with that. That's been quite successful, and it just ticks along. Another company I'm involved with, and I just believe that it's got a great future, and that's the Lioness Cashback Shopping System. I've also got a fairly large team with that too, and it just ticks over. People enjoy getting their money back on their groceries, on their fuel, just their everyday shopping and commodities. It's just a brilliant, brilliant system. And then I have some health products, Manna from Heaven, which has some awesome organic, natural herbal products, and they are changing lives daily with just using herbs. It's just amazing. It is really awesome. Get Your Boom Back is a bioresonance band, and the technology with that, and they're also getting amazing results. So there's a product out there for whatever you need. You just have to find it. You have to research it. You have to make sure that they're operating with integrity. I've also got a couple of skincare companies that I'm testing products with at the moment, and I actually involved with one of the beauty products that I use as pain relief on my arm, which is a salt water redox formula, and I get great relief, pain relief from it. Isn't it? It's really interesting how that works. But yeah, no, it's all just checking out what's out there. I mean, there's travel clubs, there's all sorts of different stuff that people will find their niche in.
Right. It's well, you've just described a wide variety of companies out there, so it does seem as though that there's plenty out there to choose from. I believe you are still learning, so what else have you been studying to provide a way forward for your future?
I had a very serious accident in July 2013, and which involved my right arm, and I'm right arm dominant. And having my bookkeeping business in July, not a good time to not have use of my right arm. So that Most of that disappeared as a result of that accident. So about 6 months after the accident, I started studying internet marketing as a way of staying sane and learning new skills while recuperating. And my arm will never be back to what it was, and that's just life, so we just have to move on. But it has been a very interesting journey with what's out there. You have to be very careful with what you do. A lot of people out there to scam, but there's also some very, very good companies, some very, very good information, and it's just been an amazing journey so far.
Sounds wonderful. I can hear the passion in your voice. Have you had any mentors along the way that have helped you?
Being involved with Amway and their personal development program, you know, I came across John Maxwell, and he teaches leadership. You got Bob Proctor. He's just the most awesome leader. And also Tony Robbins. They're the probably the top three that I probably enjoy the most. I guess the one person that changed my life dramatically was a man by the name of Shad Helmstetter, and he wrote a book called You Get What You Speak, and that changed my life dramatically. But, I mean, I've had some wonderful people, some great team leaders that I've worked with who are passionate and, you know, they love their business, they love their products. And so it all comes back to associating with like-minded people, being around them, and the synergy that you get in that environment is just so awesome and empowering. Like it should be taught in schools. It's that good.
What recommendations would you make to someone who wants to learn to take advantage of the opportunities from social media?
Finding an expert to get a good education. And I guess education in this is like 10% of the work. You've got to do the 80%, no, not sorry, 90% is getting out there and actually doing it, trying it, testing it, doing all that stuff. And you just got to keep learning new skills and techniques. As the social media platforms change just on a weekly basis, like they just keep changing all the time. Rules change, techniques change. There's just enormous opportunities with social media at the moment. It's the biggest platform for business and going to get even bigger as time progresses. Interestingly enough, though, the most searched name on the internet is not Google or any of the social media platforms. It's Alibaba.com, and that's a Chinese exporting site. And it's like 10 times the amount of Google searches. It's just so huge. So, yeah, the internet has just got the most amazing opportunities, but you just have to get out there and learn it and do it and go from there.
Yes, I believe Alibaba's affiliated or aligned themselves with eBay. So if you're looking to sell on eBay, you can try and source your products from Alibaba.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a great site.
So what are you working on now going forward?
Well, I've spent 18 months of learning. It can be very frustrating when you're trying to get from point A to point B, but you just don't have all the components together to get there. But at the moment, I'm on that upside of the J curve, and I'm working with some people with webinars and ebooks, so working in those areas and finding my niches in those areas, and in conjunction with social media marketing presence that goes with it. And it can be so frustrating at times, but when you get it right and you get it through, the challenge of just winning that challenge is just awesome.
That's sounds like you're on the right track. Can you explain to the listeners who may not know what an e-product is, and do you need to be an expert to create one?
An e-product is normally just a downloadable information file, and it can be in book form, it can just be an article, It can be five easy steps to doing something. Normally it's solving a problem. It can be done through images. It can be done through video. It can be done like we're doing now through an audio or a combination of any of those. It's just an amazing way to get your products and to deliver the products. And you can just do your learning. You can do all that stuff at your own time frame, and and it's really good because, you know, my house can be a bit of a nut house at times through the day. So after about 8 o'clock at night, it's peaceful, it's silent, it's quiet, and I get most of my work done then. So it allows me the freedom to learn and to study when I've got the time.
So how important is automation to business success with the social media businesses? Can you explain this concept a bit more?
Well, the majority of people who look for multiple streams of income also want the time freedom to enjoy the rewards of their effort. Without automation, you'd just be constantly chained to the computer and then you wouldn't have the desired lifestyle. It's absolutely essential to have a good automation system that, you know, you've got your autoresponder, you've got your email list, it's there, it just, you know, to press it a button, you can email, you know, 1,000 people or 10,000 people. So you've got to have automation to handle all that system. You know, it's just so critical to have it.
Okay, so we've got to learn how to manage all that as well. As a business owner, what's the most common questions you get asked and what's your answers?
Can I do it? Yes, you can. Do you want to? That's the big thing. People have to want to do stuff. How much will it cost? Well, everything has a cost, whether we do it or whether we don't do it. Sometimes the cost of not doing something far outweighs the cost of doing it. And how do you count the cost? Only every person can decide that for themselves. That has to be their decision. How much time will it take? That's really a bit like how long is a bit of string. But I guess it just takes whatever time to achieve your goals. And what will you do with the time if you don't do it? You know, time is just going to move on regardless, whether you do it or whether you don't do it. So you may as well do it. And it's all a learning process. Some things you achieve, some things you fail. But every failure is just a learning curve. It's just, oh, gee, I didn't do that quite correctly, did I? I need to change the way that I do that. I guess that's all it comes back to. People need to want to do it. They need to count the cost. And then they need to decide how much time fits into their lifestyle and what they're willing to give up for what they will have later. You know, I was told early in the piece that you do the hard yards now when others won't, so that you can do the things that you want to do that other people can't later on.
That sounds like very wise advice, but that's right. We can't get our time back. We can only spend it once.
Correct.
So what are your top three tips for reaching greater levels of success?
Having clear, written down goals, well defined, consistent action, and whether that action is inconsistent, as long as it's consistently inconsistent, you will still move to your goal. And life gets in the way. You know, like Christmas at the moment, am I getting done what I need to get done? No, because I'm icing Christmas cakes. The daily disciplines, every night before you go to bed, write down the 6 things you need to do the next day, so that when you come out in the morning, that is there ready for you to do, and have the never give up attitude.
Sounds like very wise advice. So what is motivating you to keep growing and learning? Have you got your goalposts changed?
Well, my natural curiosity and my thirst for knowledge and the challenge of achieving new skills, it runs through my veins pretty well. And that really is my driving force. I just like new challenges. I just like people say I can't do something, then I go out of my way to prove that I can do it. Okay. And if your goalposts stay the same, well, then you're stagnating. Because every time that you reach a goal, you know, that goal's achieved, the new goal changes those post positions anyway. So it has, they have to keep moving.
Yes, and I think we the pace of change is happening more rapidly, and I suppose there's always the fear that you're going to get left behind completely if you don't try and keep up a bit.
And I guess that happened with the computers when computers first came in, because there's a lot of people that are in their 60s now that have never turned a computer on, and there's just been left behind so much. It's such a shame because they miss out on so much. You know, where did we, what did we ever do without Google? Oh my goodness, I can't imagine living my life without Google.
Yes. Yeah, I have two children who neither of them live in the town that I live in, so it's a way to keep in touch with them, and you feel as though you're not missing out so much when you live apart.
Yes, yeah, no, that, you know, especially Skype and your communication channels are just amazing. Like I know when we've been overseas that I've still been able to keep in touch with my kids and friends to find out what's happening, let them know what's happening with us, and it's just awesome. You know, I just love the internet. I just love what it does, and it is such a fascinating area.
That's right, and you've got a potential wider audience as well.
Yep.
So what's your favourite quote, Joan?
I guess it would have to be, if nothing changes, nothing changes. Okay. You know, even if you make a 5-degree change in your direction, you're going to end up in a different place. And sometimes that's all it takes. You know, we're governed by this 6 degree of separation, and that's just amazing. But, yes, you know, if you're not happy with your life and you don't change, you're going to have the same life in 5, 10 years down the track, and you just wasted that time. So, yes, if nothing changes, nothing changes.
Okay. So just a final question here, Jane. So what are you looking forward to doing in retirement, or what are you going to be able to afford to do?
I guess more automation for the multiple streams of income that I'm working on at the moment. So more travel, making a positive difference in someone's life every day has driven me for probably 25 years now. And every day I go out, I try and make a difference in somebody's life, whether it's the checkout chick or the checkout guy, whether it's somebody that's, you know, serving somewhere, somebody who's waiting on a table, just little things like that. And just to live every day with joy in my life, surrounded by, you know, my family, my friends, and go and have some fun.
Yeah, that's right. We've got to be happy in retirement.
Yes, and have something to do.
Well, that's very important too. They say that loneliness is one of the big things that affect a lot of retirees as they age.
Oh, I'm sure, because we find it in our lives. You know, we've got people who do nothing but go around and visit people and sit on their patios wanting to drink coffee all the time because they have nothing in their life. They have no reason to get out of bed of a day. You know, one of my mottos in my life has been get up, dress up and show up. And, you know, there's been times in my life where You know, I was given 6 months to live 37 years ago now. There's been days where I've not wanted to get out of that bed, but I've just got up, dressed up and shown up. So that's probably my final little statement.
Okay, that's very wise. Well, thank you for your valuable insights. It's always been a pleasure spending time with you.
Yep, my pleasure. Thanks, Anne.
You have been listening to the podcast show of Retire Well, Retire Happy with your host, Annie Nelson. For more information on the show's guests and being retirement ready, pop on over to my website, www.annnelson.com.au, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Until next time, be happy, stay healthy, and help somebody.